to them was squelched. To this day, the FBI continues to suppress evidence, proof, that the most powerful family in the country has committed crimes against the United States. That is the definition of corruption. It's unacceptable. If the United States is going to continue as a democratic republic, we can't have this. It cannot go on. Next month, voters will have a chance to change course. They will have the chance to repudiate the forces that have dangerously politicized and corrupted our law enforcement agencies.
Tucker Carlson is one of the smartest guys I know of, and if he says it's so, it is so. Coming up in the program, Ted Cruz is going to be in town tomorrow. Why is he coming to town? He'll tell us in just a couple of minutes right here. Also, one of the things we're going to get to coming up a little bit later on in the program, and that is the integrity of the vote. A lot of people, in fact, I've been at a couple of different functions, and people keep asking me, you know, are we going to have voter integrity, or are we not? And the only answer I can give them is, I don't know. We've got early voting beginning in 17 days. We got the election in 34 days. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if things are going to be any different. I think there's a lot more scrutiny of what's going to be going on election day. But what's going to be happening, like, in the period between early voting and election day? A lot can go on. A lot can go on. I want you to hear Martha McCallum, though, you know, talking about hypocrisy. You know, New York's handling of illegals flocking to New York City has been amazing. It's incredible. And, in fact, let's go to cut three real quick. This is Martha McCallum last night on Fox News Channel.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams under a lot of pressure lately to deal with the nearly 10,000 migrants who have been bused in from the southern border. Adams' initial solution was to build a tent city in AOC's district in the Bronx to house them. She didn't like that too much. Ocasio-Cortez voiced her concern that it was in a flood zone. Then Adams caved to her demands, and now it's being moved a few miles away to Randall's Island. The mayor now calling out both sides over this crisis.
The far right is doing the wrong thing, and the far left is doing nothing. I mean, everyone needs to be in this game. Everyone should be on all hands on deck. Everyone. Not sitting back and throwing rocks. A rock is not a plan. Everyone should be on deck helping this crisis right now.
Okay. Janine, let me start with you. I remember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez going to the border, and she was practically in tears about the toilets that were sinks, right? Now she is the mistress of NIMBY. She's like, not in my backyard, okay? Do not let these people. I am so blown away by the hypocrisy of this story, whether it's Martha's Vineyard or New York. I don't care. I'm not even taking a side. Just stand by what you say, right? If you believe that these people are mistreated, you should be rolling out the red carpet in the Bronx and making sure that you are taking excellent care of them.
Martha McCallum last night on The Five, and I thought that was fascinating. Stay where you are. Senator Ted Cruz, why is he coming to town tomorrow? We'll tell you in just a couple of minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Not a good day on the roadways for a few people right now. Several crashes working. Northbound Lamb Boulevard, that's at Sahara. Northbound Decatur at Pinewood, an incident there. Eastbound Tropicana at Maryland Parkway. Also, Interstate 515 northbound at Charleston is closed. Use Boulder Highway as an alternative to get through that corridor. Reduce speeds on Interstate 15 as you work your way through the resort corridor there, mainly between Oakey and Tropicana, and especially on the south side. And delays on the Beltway continue as well. You know there's lane restrictions on that transition lane, are there 215 westbound, merging to 15 north.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Raiders will take on the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday night at Arrowhead Stadium, looking to turn around a trend where Kansas City has won 12 of the last 14 meetings. The Chiefs are 3-1. They're second in the NFL in scoring. Patrick Mahomes has thrown 11 touchdowns. The Raiders are 1-3 after their win against Denver. Linebacker Denzel Perryman is being evaluated this week after he suffered a concussion. College football, UNLV playing Friday night on the road against San Jose State. The Rebels 4-1 after beating New Mexico last week. They've won 3 in a row. They're 2-0 in the Mountain West Conference. The Dodgers hosting the Colorado Rockies today. That'll wrap up the regular season. The Dodgers with the best record in the National League, earning a bye into the divisional round. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
Hey, have you heard the latest Steve Sisolak scandal?
You mean the cover-up and federal investigation about that COVID testing scandal?
That one's all over the news, but no, there's another one. He's hooked up with our county commissioner, Justin Jones, on this one. Sisolak traded his vote for a political favor, and the deal was orchestrated by Justin Jones. Now the whole scam is in court.
Sounds like two dirty politicians, if you ask me.
Yep. And Jones was caught trying to destroy the evidence about the Sisolak scandal.
Of course he was.
This is the same guy who had a judge say he tried to deceive the court and said Jones had serious violations of candor.
Sisolak and Jones, what a pair.
Justin Jones is up for re-election this November. Can't imagine why anyone would vote for this guy.
Won't be getting my vote.
Mine either. Paid for by Stronger Nevada PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the Libre Initiative. I had a chance earlier to visit with Senator Ted Cruz. He's coming to town tomorrow. He's in Utah today, and he is on a bus tour that I think is going to make a big, big difference. It's the Take Back America bus tour, and they're in Utah today. They're going to be at John Mull's, and this is going to be great, John Mull's Meat and Roadkill Grill on Tom Road in Las Vegas. I had a chance to ask him why he's coming to town and what's the message he's going to be bringing with him.
Well, I am on day 5 of a nationwide bus tour where we are going to 17 states all over the country. We're doing rallies for Senate candidates and for House candidates to take back the House, to take back the Senate, and take back the country. And we started the rally in Texas, in Tomball, Texas, just north of Houston. We then went down to the Rio Grande. We did rallies in McAllen and Harlingen and Laredo. From there, we went to New Mexico, did a rally in Las Cruces. Then we went to Arizona, where I am right now, did a rally in Tucson. We're doing another rally outside of Phoenix this afternoon. Tomorrow, I'm in Nevada. We're going to do a rally tomorrow night, 5:30 p.m. at John Mull's Meat and Roadkill Grill, which is 3730 Tom Boulevard in Las Vegas. That'll be at 5:30 tomorrow. And we're doing it along with two candidates for the House, Mark Robertson, who's running for Nevada 1, and Sam Peters, who's running for Nevada 4. We've got a great opportunity to flip Multiple seats in the House and a fantastic opportunity to flip the Senate. I think Adam Laxalt is the most likely Republican pickup in the country in the Senate. And after Nevada, we go to Utah and then Kansas and then Missouri and then Iowa and then Ohio and then Pennsylvania and then Virginia and then North Carolina and then Tennessee and then Georgia, Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin, and we end the bus tour back in Texas the day before Election Day.
I got to ask you, because we've been talking about this big red wave for a long, long time. We had Mitch McConnell come out and say it might be difficult to flip the Senate. We might not be able to do that. What is your sense? You've got the best polling known to man, and that is being out there amongst them with voters. Are we going to have a big red wave, or is it going to be a trickle?
So I am very optimistic. I think it's not just going to be a wave. I think it's going to be a tsunami. I think we're going to take the House. I would put the chances of taking the House at north of 90%. And I think we could easily wake up the day after Election Day with a majority of 30, 40, 50 seats in the House, which would be a big, big majority. I think that is very much in play. The odds are not as slam dunk. I'd put the odds probably about 65-35. I think we're going to take the Senate. I think it's about 2-1 that we take the Senate. If I were to guess where we're going to end up, I would pick that we'll end up with 53 Republicans in the Senate. The reason I say that is as I'm traveling around, every state I go, every place I go, people are ticked off. They recognize that the Biden-Cortez-Masto Democrat agenda is a train wreck. They're ticked off at inflation that's out of control. They can't stand spending $100 or $150 to fill up their truck. They're frustrated with crime that's out of control, murder rates and carjacking rates that are skyrocketing. They're infuriated with chaos at the southern border. They're infuriated with the constant assault on our constitutional rights. And I got to tell you, one thing I'm also hearing a lot of is seniors. Seniors who are really frustrated, seniors who've worked their whole lives, have savings, have 401ks. And under Joe Biden and the Democrats, they've seen the value of their retirement savings and 401ks plummet, drop 20, 30, 40%. So they've got a lot less money to live on in retirement, and their costs for everything have gone up. And people are saying, we got to change the course we're on. That's exactly what this election's about.
I've got to ask you, because in the ads we see here from Democrats in the state of Nevada, 90% of what you see is about abortion. Are you hearing a lot from voters on abortion? Here, obviously, it's settled law. It's a part of our Constitution. It's really off the table, but they still run the ads.
You know, I'm not. I'm not hearing that as I travel the country. I understand Democrat consultants. They're trying to find something to say. I mean, think about it. Imagine for a second, Kevin, you woke up and you were running Catherine Cortez Masto's campaign. The heck would you say? You certainly can't talk about the economy because under Joe Biden, they've driven it into the ground. You can't talk about inflation because the cost of everything is more expensive and people in Nevada are really hurting. You can't talk certainly about gas prices, which have more than doubled under their idiotic policies. Crime, you don't want to get anywhere near because crime has been an absolute disaster. The body bags that are piling up under Democrat control are horrific. And then illegal immigration, it is the worst it's been in 62 years. So what are you left to talk about? You could try foreign policy and celebrate Biden's surrender to the Taliban in Afghanistan and abandoning Americans behind enemy lines, but that's probably not a winning issue. So what they're trying to do is distract people, and they settled on abortion. Now, the reality is twofold. Number one, what the Supreme Court did is moved the issue of abortion back to the people and to the voters. Abortion is an issue that people are sharply divided on. People have very different views. It's a personal issue. It's an emotional issue. I'm pro-life. Others disagree. What the Supreme Court had done in Roe versus Wade is 9 unelected judges said, you silly voters, you don't get to decide. We're going to decree the rule for 300 million Americans. And I think that was wrong on the day it was decided. It's wrong now. And the Supreme Court has said this kind of policy issue ought to be decided by the voters. So who's going to decide the abortion laws in the state of Nevada? The voters of Nevada, the people of Nevada, and the laws of Nevada are going to reflect the values of the citizens of Nevada, just like they are in Texas and New York and California and everywhere else. That's democracy. That's the way it's supposed to work. But I'll tell you, Kevin, on top of that, even the ads that the Democrats are running on abortion are wildly deceptive. Why? The position of Catherine Cortez Masto, and for that matter, Jackie Rosen, are both on the extreme left of the American people. Both of them support unlimited abortion on demand up to and through the ninth month of pregnancy. Literally, the day before giving birth, they're in favor of allowing abortion with taxpayer funding and without parents knowing about it. No parental notification, no parental consent. That is such an extreme position. Fewer than 9% of Americans agree with Cortez Masto and Rosen on their radical abortion all the time, anytime position. But sadly, that's where today's Washington Democrats are.
In our final couple of minutes, and again, Ted Cruz joining us, he is going to be in town tomorrow at John Mull's Meat and Roadkill Grill on Tom Road, 5:30 for the rally. It's going to be big, it's going to be fun, and it will be supporting the candidacies of Mark Robertson and Sam Peters. I want to ask you about the commitment to America from Kevin McCarthy. Do you support it, and is this a good example of what Republicans need to be saying, you know, what we're for? We hate inflation. We hate the high price of gasoline, porous borders. But what are we for? Is this a good example of that?
Yeah, look, I think it's a positive step forward, and I'm glad to see Kevin and candidates running on a positive vision. We need to be the party of jobs. We need to be the party of freedom. We need to be the party of security. The way you get jobs is low taxes, low regulations. You let small businesses flourish. You don't shut down every small business in the state like knucklehead Democrats did in the state of Nevada. When it comes to security, you support law enforcement. You support our military. You secure the border. You don't leave our families and children vulnerable to violent crime. When it comes to freedom, you support the Constitution and Bill of Rights. You defend free speech. You defend religious liberty. You defend the Second Amendment. All of those are a positive vision that we ought to be standing behind, and I'll tell you, there are some really strong candidates running all across the country. If you want to come tomorrow night, you can come to the website. The website is tcbustour.com. Again, that's tcbustour.com. You can get free tickets there on the website. It actually gives you all of the stops of the 17 stops, because we are all in. I'm leaving it all on the field. I think we're going to win a big, big victory in November. And I'll tell you, Kevin, once we win, once we got a majority, we got to act like it. We got to stand up and fight to stop this madness. And the key to doing that is electing strong conservatives who are willing to follow through on their commitment.
Senator Ted Cruz, and by the way, he's got a new book out, believe it or not, Justice Corrupted, How the Left Weaponized Our Legal System. Good guy, and I still think something that I believed back in 2015, that at some point Ted Cruz will end up being president of the United States. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I just get he's presidential timber. I mean, he's got gravitas. He's good. And he's thoughtful. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. Repairsmith.com, code QUOTE.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, who do you call? The funny lawyer? The angry, aggressive lawyer? The lawyer that your mom's brother's friend's cousin recommends? No, call me instead. I'm the guy the insurance companies don't want you to call. Really, they really don't. I can help you, and I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. Check it out.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer.
Some restrictions apply.
Havana Express Cuban Kitchen and Bakery, located at 2590 East Tropicana Avenue, serving breakfast specials from 8 to 11 a.m. daily. That's right, open 7 days a week, serving delicious Cuban food. Stop in and enjoy delicious baked goods. That's inside the Havana Express Cuban Kitchen and Bakery, located at 2590 East Tropicana Avenue. Open 7 days a week, serving breakfast specials from 8 to 11 a.m. daily. Order ahead at 702-722-2918. 20% off for all Uber and Lyft drivers.
Tired of long waits and rushed care at the ER and urgent care clinic? Next time, stay home and let Dispatch Health bring the power of the hospital to you.
I call Dispatch Health. A care team of medical professionals actually come to your house.
They're the same caliber of people that you would see if you were at a hospital or an urgent care.
Dispatch Health can treat most non-life-threatening emergencies.
They can do the x-rays. They can do stitches.
Urinary tract infections, blood test, urinalysis, ultrasound.
It's almost everything that they can do at the ER.
You never feel rushed. They're there for you and only you.
I felt like their only patient.
And it costs no more than a trip to urgent care, because Dispatch Health is covered by most insurance, including Medicare. See if we serve your home at dispatchhealth.com.
Dispatch Health really went above and beyond.
It's wonderful to have care come to your home.
House calls are back, and they're better than ever. Learn more at dispatchhealth.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's the final day of the Major League Baseball regular season. The playoffs begin on Friday, and my beloved Cardinals are in. And they have to wait till Friday to play, and they'll play the Philadelphia Phillies. But a new playoff format, which I think is kind of interesting. It's better than the old one. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you've been tracking this over the last couple of days, and we now know where everybody's going.
Yeah, it's not perfect, but I do like the idea with the wild card game, is what it used to be from 2012 onward up until this season. They have replaced that one-game series. I guess you wouldn't call it a series, but basically that's what it was. You would play 162 games, you would qualify for the playoffs, and then you would play against the other wild card team, and whoever wins that one game would advance to the next level. Well, now they are replacing that one-game series with a three-game series, which makes a lot of sense. But the disadvantage for the higher seed, in your case, Kevin, you're a Cardinals fan. They're the number three seed. You're going to be taking on the Philadelphia Phillies, the number six seed in the National League. And that means that you're going to be hosting that three-game series. There's not going to be
all of them. Yeah, all of the entire series.
Yeah, there's not going to be any games in Philadelphia. So
that kind of sucks for the Phillies fans, doesn't it?
It does indeed. But when you take a look at the schedule, it's even worse for the teams that play the Toronto Blue Jays if they're unvaccinated, because the Toronto Blue Jays in the American League, they are the number 4 seed. They'll take on the number 5 seed, the Seattle Mariners. And remember, that series is going to be played in Toronto. And, you know, if you're unvaccinated, Canada doesn't allow you to go and play. So that could be a problem for the Mariners, although that's a pretty liberal part of the country. I would imagine that most of those players are probably vaccinated.
I would guess so too. I think it's something that's worth looking at. I mean, it's something new, it's something different, and it's a part of the new collective bargaining agreement. I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't like it if I were the Philadelphia Phillies or anybody having to go on the road for 3 straight games.
No, it doesn't seem to be fair. However, like we said, it's not perfect, and certainly if you do lose that first game, regardless of where it's played, you still have a chance. So let's accentuate the positive in that case. And speaking of the positive, congratulations to Aaron Judge. He hit home run number 62 yesterday, and he passed Roger Maris for the most home runs in American League history. Of course, Roger Maris hit 61 in 1961, passing Babe Ruth. And remember the controversy, Kevin, years ago, they were saying that, hey, that's not fair. Ruth only played 154 games and hit 60, and then Maris played 162 and hit 61, and that's when they put the asterisk in there, and they have since removed that. But now, even Maris doesn't have the record in the American League. The Yankees' Aaron Judge holds that prestigious record.
Wow. So baseball playoffs beginning this weekend. That means that I'll be glued to my TV from morning, noon, night for the next couple of days, and then get ready for Monday Night Football.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, and congratulations to the Dodgers for losing the other day. And
won your bet then.
I won a side bet with a buddy of mine, because the old saying in baseball, no matter how good you are, you're still going to lose 50. And no matter how bad you are, you're going to win 50. It's the other 62 that count. And the Dodgers just barely made their 50th loss of the season the other day. So I cashed in on that.
Oh, I just love that. Stay where you are. We're going to get you ready for Wayne Allen Root. Raw and Unfiltered, that's coming up in just a couple of minutes, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years, as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes,
taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at New Hope.